My American dream. I see hope and kindness and success. We overcome and accomplish. Education, parties, and social networking. Dreams that may become reality. What is given to you may be taken away, but do right and it shall stay. We love our freedom, but take advantage of it. We can do anything. We have all the time in the world. This is the America I see. Being a kid, you dream of eating anything you want, however much you want. And you think, oh, I'm not going to get sick. It's impossible. But my freshman year, I moved back to my hometown, Niceville, Florida, and I had the worst allergies imaginable. It made me so sick. I went to an allergist, and they told me that I was allergic to wheat, gluten, soy, and peanuts, and a bunch of other stuff. Well, I was very upset, and it took me a long time to get over it. I just stopped eating it. I had to. If I didn't, it would make me sick. And it was hard. It was really hard. But I got over it, and I stopped eating it. I started eating gluten-free, peanut-free, soy-free, and wheat-free stuff for about a year. And then I moved to Virginia. Well, I saw a new allergist, and she told me, if you eat it and you get sick, then don't ever eat it. If you eat it and you don't get sick, then keep it in your system. But either way, you're still allergic to it. So I brought it back in my system, because who can refuse food? And I didn't get sick. But it was something that I read that led me to my American dream and led me to being happy with my allergies. Maya Angelou said that if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. That made my future to thinking about what I wanted to do. And I want to own a bistro for people with allergies. Help make a difference in something. Because it's hard. It's hard finding those types of foods that you're allergic to. And it's hard in restaurants. But I got over it, and I think other people can too. And that's my American dream.